This is World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Quentin Slater.
Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias live.
The minute you get into a brand new relationship, like magic, you know who really notices just how happy you are, guys? Other women, not your woman. Look how happy he is. I bet I can change that.
August 15th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Convenience fees apply to all tickets.
The U.S. House of Representatives Appropriations Committee is preparing to review a significant funding bill that may benefit farmers and ranchers. John Walt Boatwright, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, notes that this bill, which funds the Departments of Labor and Health and Human Services, includes a freeze on the adverse effect wage rate and fixes for recent Department of Labor rules. These measures aim to provide financial stability and regulatory clarity for the agricultural sector.
The provisions in this bill really seek to provide some stability in an area that we haven't really had a lot of stability over the past couple of decades as it relates to our labor shortages and our labor costs in farm country. This bill includes some provisions that would provide some of that short-term relief for farmers, that stability for farm workers.
Before the markup, the AFBF sent a letter to the committee's chairman and ranking member, expressing their support for the bill. The letter also conveyed their gratitude for the committee's challenging and diligent efforts in crafting the legislation.
They have included some positive labor provisions that would provide some short-term relief and certainty for farmers and ranchers. So we, in that letter, recognized the work that the appropriators have done and urged the adoption of those provisions.
In addition to freezing the adverse effect wage rate, the bill aims to bring greater consistency to labor regulations. This change addresses concerns about recent fluctuations and uncertainties in labor rules.
This bill also addresses some of the flurry of rulemaking that has taken place just in the past couple of years.
For more information, visit fb.org. To view this story online, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, make sure to sign up for our newsletter that delivers stories like this to you every day. You have been listening to World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Quentin Slater.